Hello.
Senator Dirksen on 9-0.
How are you? I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, a little bit grinding away.
I am bushed. This goddamn voting rights bill. That reminded me, I just had talk with Mike. Don't make any statements about driving that damn thing through before Easter. We think now we've got a good bill. We got 20 guys around the table to put the finishing touches on it on Saturday, late Saturday afternoon. We're finishing with the testimony this noon. So is the House. House is rambling around on a lot of goddamn stuff. But when the time comes, it'll be the bill that we have got drawn up because I think it's a good one. Now, Mike said if we could get about 3 or 4 days of debate on it before Easter, that would be all that was necessary. Then we could leave our Easter recess intact because they're going to be grousing to beat hell up there. They've all made plans about it. But I think that's good progress. Now, I checked with George Smithers to see what kind of flack we would have from your side. And there's not going to be too much. This thing isn't going to draw out very long, couple of weeks. And I think we got it made. So don't make a public statement. You're going to drive it through because they're going to get their hat.
Well, I never made a statement in my life I was going to drive anything.
Well, that's right. It wasn't quite that way. They get the impression, though, that if you say it ought to be done before Easter, that...
No, you all said that. I haven't said anything like that.
Yeah.
But they said that what they like to find something anybody says is wrong. They can't find anything right. Now, I haven't said anything about this at all. I've just said that they asked me on the education bill, and I said that the leadership had said, I just quoted them, that they planned to have it up on Tuesday. They were wanting to know why it went over from last week to this week in the committee.
Yeah.
And they said they wanted to give them plenty of time so nobody could say that they did anything.
Yeah.
From Thursday until next Tuesday to consider it in committee. And they said that that wouldn't delay them, though, actually, because I just gave them 4 or 5 days studied there and would take less time on the floor if they did. And that they had assured me that they would try to get it up on Wednesday and that they thought they'd pass it by Friday. Yeah. They didn't, they stay in session.
Well, they're going to finish that this week.
Yeah.
Now, with respect to voting rights, I hate it like hell to leave some of them in the dark because we had Strom this morning and John Stennis. We've modified this rather substantially to make damn sure that we'll be on good constitutional ground.
Yeah.
But I couldn't say it to them. Now, they're going to have a little time to look it over and peck around. And I think if we work it out that way, that's going to be all to the good and it's going to save us time in the end.
It is. If we don't get into another situation, Selma, while we're waiting.
Yeah.
That's the damn danger.
Well,
and, these boys, Strom and John, are going to be as strong against it when they end, stronger than they are in the start. You got no chance there. And I sure don't want to have to send another, go through a Selma, because we got through it locally pretty good. And if it hadn't been for that woman last night, we'd have had a perfect record. But if they think we're dilly-dallying and off for Easter, why, it creates a hell of a lot of problems.
When you stop to consider the amount of staff work we've done on that damn bill, the senators are entitled to some time to have a good look-see. And that's all the more reason, I think, why we ought to take that Easter recess as planned. Now, the other thing was, I just said to Jack, somebody told me, Russell Long is on that committee to study the Veterans Hospital.
Well, here's what I
did. Two House men, but no Republican senator.
Well, I didn't name them because of the bodies or the senators or the congressmen or anything like that. I tried to just take them where I thought that they would be a good balance. I got 8 men. I got 4 Republicans already on it. And I don't know what the judge is, but I took Grunther because I thought he'd be a good hospital man.
Who's that?
Grunther.
Oh.
General Grunther.
Yeah.
He's a veteran. He's a good hospital man, too. And then I took Dr. Paul Dudley White, primarily because he was Eisenhower's doctor and a highly respected one over the country.
Yeah.
I took Harwick because he's the greatest medical administrator in the world at Mayo's.
Yeah.
And then I took Ross Adair, because they had had all of these hearings in detail back and forth, and he was very much against closing a bunch of them, and I didn't want to, I just thought that out of 535 they'd all been testifying, but I've got four Republicans on there now, and I don't want to give a majority to them, because they might, and I've announced it. If I'd have known before, what I was trying to do is get real competent men in this field who could tell. And I think White will be, and I think Al Grunther will be. He's head of the Red Cross. I think that Harwick will be. I had doubts about Adair. I had seven. But they wanted Adair, and so I just I thought that I'd rather have a half Republican than to have a Democratic majority. So I just put Adair on there.
Had there been a room, I would have suggested Mel Young. Good level-headed guy. Doesn't make too much noise.
No, that's right. He's a good friend of mine. I like him. I just don't like to give a majority to the Republicans. If you know how he feels on the subject.
Yeah.
Do you know how he feels on this subject?
Well, Mill takes a sort of a moderate course.
Well,
but I was getting flack from Bunt and others, you know, have gotten rather noisy on this issue.
Well, tell them they've got to be. See, most people didn't want anything open. The only case that's been made ever has been really on about four or five hospitals.
Yeah, yeah.
I've read the testimony. The regional offices, they don't make much case.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want Montanam to think that I wouldn't reconsider everything.
Yeah.
And if I take a circuit court judge and a general of the army is like the Al Grunther, and the head of the finance committee that deals with veterans legislation, and Gleason from your state, Paul Dudley White, Eisenhower's doctor, and the Minnesota man, I just thought I had an impeccable committee.
Yeah. Well, puzzle over it a little, but it has been announced, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was announced Saturday.
Yeah.
And published, and I thought I was awfully generous with Adair and with Grunther and Hardwick and Paul Dudley White.
Yeah.
They're all solid Republicans, and I don't know, Prettyman, I guess, is pretty much, it doesn't make any difference one way or the other. He just, we just got him because they had to have him, and Russell's going to support, I would imagine, pretty strong Senate viewpoint on Mansfield.
Yeah.
I just took him because Harry Byrd, I didn't think, would want to sit day and night on this this detail thing. And I thought Russell's a pretty fair fella, and I thought he'd kind of uphold everybody's viewpoint. I think that they're right, except in two or three instances where I had doubt. And if I hadn't had doubt, I read the testimony before the House.
Yeah.
And it looks like to me, from the facts they give you, they're right. But I have doubt about the facts. They pointed up one case there where they gave five reasons for closing.
Yeah.
And then when they rebutted it, the congressman rebutted it. I read it pretty carefully.
Yeah.
They proved that four of them didn't exist and the other one was in doubt.
Yeah.
So I want these folks to find out the facts.
Yeah. While you're on, you're setting up that committee on food and fiber.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Put down one name.
All right.
You may not like him. Martin. Sorkin. S-O-R-K-I-N. He used to be in agriculture. He is by all odds the smartest guy on this farm thing of anybody around there that I've ever seen. You may not like his brand, but he'll tell you what he thinks the score is. And he's a damn useful guy to have on a committee of that kind. Martin Sorkin. Now, one other thing. I'd like to talk to you a little sometime about steel prices on a few specialties that these little steel companies make, about a dozen. And they're just not making out on those. They've been in to see me several times. And I ought to talk to you a little about it.
All right. Why don't you let me send somebody to know somebody to talk to you, and then you talk to him, and then talk to me after you get through.
Yeah.
Let him analyze it. I'll get Gardner Ackley, the economic advisors, or Jack Connor.
Yeah, don't do it for a few days.
All right. Okay.
I'm up to my ears.
All right. Okay. Get that education bill passed this week, Everett.
Huh?
Get that education bill passed this week.
Well, I will get it.
If you don't, you go back over to the House. You put a lot of amendments on it. You just get Judge Smith, and we'll have to wait another 2 or 3 weeks and cause us to be here till November.
Yeah, they'll get that out.
Okay. All right.